Defense Secretary Robert Gates is back today from a visit to some places most closely linked to the 9/11 attacks. He stopped in Afghanistan. He stopped in Saudi Arabia. But he did not stop in another country in that neighborhood, Iran. He did, however, get an earful about Iran in each of the capital cities he visited. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has been traveling with Gates all week. She has this report from Abu Dhabi.
At the very start of this trip, not long after we took off from Andrews Air Force Base, Secretary Gates wandered back to the press section of his plane. He started talking about what he hoped to achieve at his first stop in Afghanistan, and he was asked about Iran's role in that country.
Well, I think Iran is playing a double game in Afghanistan. They want to maintain a good relationship with the Afghan government. They also want to do everything they possibly can to hurt us.
So how could Iran hurt the United States? Gates said Iran is providing money and other support to Taliban fighters, even as U.S. troops are doing battle with them. Then he dropped a thinly veiled threat.
They also understand that our reaction, should they get too aggressive in this, is not one they would want to think about.
After that briefing, Gates' spokesman raced back to the press section of the plane to clarify. The secretary meant a possible reaction within Afghanistan, not any wider confrontation with Iran. That exchange, though, set the tone for the week. Questions about Iran kept popping up after Gates landed in Afghanistan, even as he tried to focus on progress in the war effort. And then came word that Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, was flying into Afghanistan the same day Gates was flying out, meeting with the same political players at some of the same venues, a kind of parallel universe of press conferences.
Well, it's clearly fodder for all conspiratorialists.
But Gates himself wasn't buying the conspiracy. He said the U.S. position is straightforward.
We think Afghanistan should have good relations with all of its neighbors, but we also want all of Afghanistan's neighbors to play an upfront game in dealing with the government of Afghanistan.
Iran's president was more than upfront in responding to Gates just a few hours later. In his own press conference in Kabul, Ahmadinejad insisted it's the U.S. that's playing a double game. And he added, quote, "Your country is on the other side of the world. What are you," meaning the U.S. military, "what are you doing here?" By this point in the week, the U.S. military may still have been in Afghanistan, but Secretary Gates had moved on, and Iran remained the constant topic as Gates visited two key Arab allies, first Saudi Arabia and now the UAE. Over a late dinner one night with King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, and then talks last night with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, capital of the Emirates, Gates says he listened to an array of concerns about Iran.
I think it's rising Iranian interference and covert activities throughout the region, in addition to their missile and nuclear programs.
One fear is that a nuclear-armed Iran might spark a regional nuclear arms race. The good news, Gates says, is that international support for new sanctions against Iran is growing.
I think there is an understanding that we have to try this.
Gates was speaking with reporters at the glitzy Emirates Palace Hotel in Abu Dhabi. The hotel is on the water, and you can look straight out across the Persian Gulf towards Iran. As it happens, across the hall from the room where Gates spoke is a high-end Persian restaurant. Last night, aides asked, would the secretary care to try it? He declined and went out for Lebanese food instead. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Abu Dhabi.